tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us every Tuesday like today, December 30th, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord, Michigan, is on the line with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, I did a story yesterday about your case. MERS News Service, I don't know if you saw the story or not, did a report on it, and they talked about the judge, Brock Schwartzel? Schwartzel, yes, sir. I can never say his name right. I even had him on my show years ago, and I introduced him with the wrong pronunciation of his name. He had to correct me back then before he became a judge. But anyway, the opinion and some of his comments in that story sounded like he was wanting to basically agree with your case, and that you had made some very good arguments, you and your attorney, David Delaney. But in the end, they ended up ruling against you because using again that T&V catering case for the basis of it. And I'm sorry, but after reading that story on the radio and hearing what he had to say, I think he's absolutely laying the groundwork, almost telling you guys to appeal. Did you happen to see the story and what he had to say about it?
I did see the story. Most of the comments are coming from his separate opinion,
yeah,
which admonishes the Michigan Supreme Court. It admonishes their decision in T&V for mooting out their case because they were out of business and because the order had been rescinded. And
right,
we talked about that before. Like, that's a terrible precedent to set. You know, a business can no longer litigate in court because they don't have standing because the business is defunct. That's scary. That just means the government just has to wait for you to no longer have money in your bank account, and you don't have a case. That's absurd. And then the other part of it is the health department rescinded the mask mandate under 2253. Therefore, the state said the case is again moot because there is no controversy. The orders have been rescinded. The vaccines were working, blah, 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 all that stuff. So he really does say that, yeah, I mean, if we could wipe the slate clean, we would totally rule in favor of the Iron Pig. But unfortunately, there is this T&V case that the Michigan Supreme Court, what do you know, just happened to take before our case that then allows them the mechanism to kick our case completely out of court. So to me, it's no surprise that they took this T&V in order for them to have this power still. I'm not saying they did it just to kick Iron Pig out of court. That seems
right,
a little bit ridiculous. But we know that they want to retain this power, and anything that they can do to keep that power within the health department is exactly what they've done.
Well, in that paragraph you're referring to where he admonished the Supreme Court, Michigan Supreme Court, Schwartzel believes the constitutionality of the relevant statute, quote, was unquestionably a matter of public significance, end quote, and he took issue with the Supreme Court's majority's decision not to consider the merits of the claims because simply the emergency had ended, because a similar order was unlikely. So that is basically, I think, what you're referring to.
Absolutely, right? So they rescinded the power. The power still remains in the health department, right? All of these executive agencies have directors. Those directors can now write orders with the heavy effect of law. That's exactly what happened during the pandemic. We had two different health directors. Both of them issued orders with the effect of law, putting Marlena Pavlos-Hackney in jail, threatening me with jail. Carl the Barber was under the executive order. So they still have all this power, and that's the entire point, is they shouldn't.
Absolutely. Amen to that. We're going to continue the conversation with Ian Murphy, the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two, staying through the break. Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord, Michigan. And one thing I wanted to just get a final thought on before we move on to the next questions I want to ask you for today, Ian. This is a process that appears that even Judge Schwatzel and the other appellate judges, because of the 3-0 decision on the appellate court, Brock Schwatzel and the others basically, again, hanging their hat on this TNV Associates Director of Health and Human Services lawsuit where they sued the director. And because they are out of business, they are no longer in business because of the way the government shut their business down. Therefore, they have no legal standing to bring a case against the Director of Health and Human Services because you guys are out of business. So it's basically a moot point. Well, what about the Iron Pig that's still in business? And still, I believe you say, have an actual pending standing order against you from the director of the, what is it, Northwest Health Human Services? Or is it from Lansing, the state director, Elizabeth Hertel?
Yeah, that is the difference. One of the very stark contrasts between the two is TNV was suing in the court of claims, declaratory relief, asking 2253 to be ruled unconstitutional, which is what we got out of the 46th Circuit Court in Otsego County. So we already had the win. Then they come in, they lose in the Court of Claims, then win in the Court of Appeals, and then lose at the Michigan Supreme Court. And that's exactly one of the main differences, is the state order is what they challenged. The local health department here in Otsego County, the health department of Northwest Michigan, specifically attained a bill of attainder against me personally and the Iron Pig. So a cease and desist separate from 2253, which is where they used these three different statutes. 2253 is now unconstitutional. 2453 is now unconstitutional. Both of those use the language the health director may limit the gathering of people for any purpose and may establish procedures. Those are now gone in our six-county area between the health departments and between our court jurisdiction. So the other one was 2451, which was the imminent danger, which was another one that they layered on me, when the imminent danger in my restaurant really was the fact I was non-compliant. They admitted into the record we never had COVID-19. We never even had a mere contact trace. But yet, the imminent threat or imminent danger on my property that Ian Murphy and the Iron Pig posed was mere non-compliance. That's the other part I have the biggest problem with. How can they say that merely not doing something is actually the threat? That's the other part that's insane to me. We're still in business. The bill of attainder came from the local health department citing three different laws, including 2451, and there never was a condition on the premises. So there's all these other laws that that were enabled simply by 2253. The health director may limit the gathering of people for any reason. Thankfully, a very smart and wise judge here in Otsego County booted both of those out, but unfortunately, 2451, the imminent danger statute, still remains.
Imminent danger, and again, isn't that totally at the discretion of the health director? I mean,
very good point. Yes, it is. And there's another statute that enables them, and I believe the language is the health director shall issue an order. That's how they got the bill of attainder against me. So they used all of these laws against me that have this crazy, maniacal, meandering language that used to be just okay because we didn't have bad people in positions of power until COVID rolls around and they say, well, how can we get these people to act in the way that we want them to? And of course, now we know the science behind all of this was completely made up. And of course, Whitmer herself just a few weeks ago admitted that it was very bad or very little information. So here we are five years later, going after these statutes, and all of these judges know the BS is completely false, completely wrong. Health and Human Services did more damage than they did good, but they don't have the fortitude to take these cases before a Supreme Court merely because a case of similar facts, in their opinion, was already before the Michigan Supreme Court. So, hey, nope, 3-0. Sorry, Iron Pig, you're not going to get to go up there. But, hey, Brock Schwartzel did say some bad things about the Michigan Supreme Court, so there's that.
Right, right. Well, the problem that I have is, of course, you can't go to bed tonight with complete peace of mind knowing that you don't have a standing order against you, that they could basically come in and try to shut you down or arrest you at any moment in time, because basically it's still a standing order against you, and you can't get any relief in the courts about it.
Right. And what's even, take it one step further. To this day, I have never been told that that cease and desist order has been rescinded. Like you're saying, it's still sitting there in full force and effect. Just they're not enforcing it. Now, do I believe that they're going to come in and enforce it today or tomorrow? No. These are good people locally. We've had a change of leadership. But that's not the point. The point is that it is still active and has not been rescinded, as is one of the points that they're saying why our case is so similar, is that this order has been rescinded. And this is my point, and why we may ask for reconsideration, is there is zero proof, and I'd like to know where those three judges got the proof that that bill of attainder, that cease and desist order, has been rescinded. I myself, personally, in 5 years, have not seen a document saying we are rescinding this cease and desist order. I don't know where the Court of Appeals got that from. But to my knowledge, that cease and desist order is still in effect. So I would like to ask them, how do they know? How do they know that it's been rescinded?
Are they assuming that it's been rescinded because China virus is no longer a threat? So because the threat's gone, therefore the order against you must be gone as well. Is that just maybe an assumption on their part?
It has to be. And in part, in the TNV ruling from the Michigan Supreme Court, that's why they said their case is moot and the order had been rescinded. And they cite, because of the efficacy of vaccines and the the things that they did in those orders were the reason why the pandemic was curbing and that the health orders had been rescinded. Again, ironically, within 10 days of the Iron Pig's ruling that 2253 was unconstitutional, did every single one of the mask mandates and health orders magically disappear in Michigan? They never came back after the Iron Pig won. The only thing that came back was a version that was used and amended for senior living facilities. That's it. Never was it used again. But somehow, all of these things for a year and a half just came to a head, ironically, 10 days after the Iron Pig strikes down 2253.
Right. And of course, we all know from the text messages and all of the stories of horror about the senior assisted living, independent living, memory care units in Michigan, where people couldn't go and see grandpa and grandma, you know, and all the lockdowns and continuation, basically, of those very same executive orders that ultimately those were also deemed unconstitutional. But at the same time, how many seniors died of a broken heart, thinking, you know, feeling abandoned? My family doesn't love me anymore. They don't come and see me like they used to do on a regular basis, you know, standing there through glass windows trying to touch each other. I mean, it was just absolutely horrific. It broke my heart when they told me these stories. And many of our listeners, they actually lost loved ones because of it, exactly what you're saying. They still have that authority, technically, in the state of Michigan.
That is the most disappointing. You know, people say to me all the time, whether just questioning or whether mocking me for continuing this fight. And, you know, the common theme amongst these people seems to be, you know, just give it up already. Why are you still fighting? You know, quit your crying. And I'm quick to remind them, like, this is not about me. This is not necessarily about even just restaurants. It's the fact that these people used laws in the way that they were never intended, and the power still remains there. If they want to do this again, and if the they changes to a different they, It doesn't matter. The power is still there. It doesn't matter if there's a D, an R, or an I behind their name. That politician knows now the full effect that an agency writing an order has the effect of law. It's that simple. The power still remains there, especially with the largest agency in Michigan, which is the Health and Human Services Department. These people use these laws from March, and a lot of people don't know that. When the executive powers of the Governor Act was used, those executive orders, they issued executive orders, they issued emergency management orders, and then they also issued orders under the health department with 2253. Right from the very first day, they were using all three of these mechanisms. Now, what has happened 5 years later, technically, they only have one of those three mechanisms. Emergency Management Act gives the executive branch 28 days to do whatever they want, but then they have to go back to our elected people in the legislature and ask for another 28 days for whatever. More, you know, in this case, it should have been for vaccines to come around, that kind of stuff. So they do have levers, but it involves our elected representatives, and that's what our founding fathers had intended.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my biggest concern, and I don't know if you've been noticing this, but during my sporting events, watching, you know, college basketball and bowl games and professional NFL games, these commercials about how this flu season is so severe and so bad, and they have now a new mutation. So make sure you get out there and get your shots. And they're still continuing the COVID shots. They're saying COVID and flu shots together. And I'm like, wait a minute, we're going into a big election year next year. They still have the power to implement these executive orders against us. What if they do it a month before the election and say, we're not even going to have an election in Michigan next year, or you got to stay 6 feet away when you're going to the polling place? That power is still there, Ian, and they very well, very simply, could implement it again next year. They did it back in the 2020 election. What would prevent these people in Michigan, the current, you know, Secretary of State, to put forward those rules and mandates on us for next year's election?
Right. And that's the scariest part about it, is that everybody knows the level of compliance here in Michigan. All they have to do is create that sort of scenario, that emergency, in order to use these levers again. And that's the scariest part, because they know it'll work, because it worked the first time. And when I say it worked, what I mean is I shouldn't say everybody, never use absolutes, right? But nearly everybody complied in the first few months. I did. My restaurant did. We shut down. We did takeout. It wasn't until the fall, months and months and months later, after we realized that some of this nonsense just wasn't working, and they were specifically targeting restaurants, in my opinion. That's what we have to watch out for, is that these people in power, whoever they are moving forward, they know that Michigan residents will comply. Now, hopefully not in the mass numbers that happened before, but they know all they have to do is put out emergency order XYZ saying this, that, and the other, and they have basically carte blanche to do whatever they want. Until hopefully somebody like me says, no, not today, not on my watch.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for everything you're doing, and stay strong, keep fighting the good fight. And folks, please go and eat at the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylor, downtown and south location, especially breakfast on the weekends. Ian, we appreciate you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you as always, Trucker Andy.